I'm pleased to announce that the two governments and the political parties of Northern Ireland have reached agreement.
Naturally, I hope that today will be a very, very good Friday.
It's a day we should treasure, a day when agreement and accommodation have taken the place of difference and division.
We can all win. Indeed, put this agreement into practice, and I believe that we do all win.
Of course, we understand that the pain and hatred of so many years cannot and will not be washed away in one weekend. The dawn will break on Easter morning. All across Ireland, Catholics and Protestants will, in their own way, proclaim their faith in the triumph of life over death. On this Easter, their leaders have lifted their Christian beliefs and have lived them by giving the people of Ireland and Northern Ireland the chance to choose peace over conflict, indeed, to choose life over death.
CBS Evening News.
A historic moment in Northern Ireland. Protestants and Catholics agree to end 30 years of violence.
History says, don't hope on this side of the grave. But then, once in a lifetime, the longed-for tidal wave of justice can rise up, and hope and history rhyme. So hope for a great sea change on the far side of revenge. Believe that a farther shore is reachable from here. Believe in miracles and cures and healing wells. Call miracle self-healing, the unpredictable double take of feeling. If there's fire on the mountain and lightning and storm, that means someone is hearing the outcry and the birth cry of new life at its term. It means once in a lifetime that justice can rise up and hope and history rhyme.